very difficult for me to begin from zero. A person who was having 3 cars and good company and 2 houses, suddenly he just renting a very small room. My name is Waleed Saleh. I escaped from my country because of the war situation in Yemen. And I arrived to the United States in 2015 as an immigrant. And as soon as I arrived to this country, I applied for an asylum case. And unfortunately, it has been denied. My business in Yemen, it was also connected with the U.S. Embassy and the Marines. The situation became worse and worse in Yemen, and the market goes down to zero. The airplanes which attacked in Yemen, they destroyed my country. They put down my company and my building and one of my houses, and I almost lost all what I have. In the new group also in Yemen, which is called by Houthis, and they starting investigating with me and threatening me because my connection with the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. armies. And that was a strongest reason for me to skip the country and came to the United States, because I was afraid, first of all, about my life. The time when the war started, I was the only one who was holding a U.S. visa, existing U.S. visa to United States. So I was the only one who could enter to this country. I wish that time my kids was holding a U.S. visa. I really miss my kids a lot. It's almost 4 years I couldn't see my kids. I'm trying to have them here. I start work with Lyft as a driver, and I earn enough money to help my family overseas. I'm sending them almost $600 just to get a tank of water every month. This tank of water, they can't even take shower once a week. I drove with Lyft almost 6,000 trips. Honestly, I love serving the drunk people at night because they like to talk a lot. And that's really what helps me to speak, to improve my English. The first days in US, it was finding my friends. They offered me a free room to stay in, and they offered me, they helped me a lot to find the lawyer, and they also helped me a lot to find a job. If I leave the United States, they will not allow me to come back. If I leave, who's gonna support my family? If I'm trying to, bring my kids, they're not allowed to come here because the ban has been just made toward my country by the Mr. President Trump. It also makes my situation worse. As everyone, when he comes to this country as an immigrant, it starts very difficult, and then goes slowly better. As you see now, I'm just left driver, but I never give up. I'm trying to stand again, and I think I'm gonna have the chance again to build myself in this country.